This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Dan Sullivan has changed his mind and now says he supports increasing the state minimum wage. In a pre-primary debate in Fairbanks, Sullivan said he opposed ballot measure 3, which would increase the state's minimum wage by $2 to $9.75 an hour over 2 years. Sullivan told the Wall Street Journal in an article published Monday he now supports the ballot measure. The Sullivan campaign said Sullivan changed his mind after he had a chance to read the initiative. Sullivan says he supports the measure because it's a state-driven initiative. He says he still opposes a national minimum wage increase. His opponent, Senator Mark Begich, supports a bill in Congress to boost the federal minimum wage to just over $10 an hour. Alaska AFL-CIO President Vince Beltrami accuses Sullivan of flip-flopping in response to polls. He says Sullivan tacked right to appeal to conservatives before the primary, but has switched positions to pick up more votes in the general election. Monday, BP announced it will cut its workforce in the state by nearly a fifth. 200 employees and contractors will be absorbed by Hilcorp as part of a North Slope asset sale, and another 275 will be laid off. The business decision is being criticized by advocates of an oil tax referendum that narrowly failed last month. Senator Bill Wielichowski, an Anchorage Democrat who supported repealing a cap on the oil tax rate, questions the timing of BP's announcement.
Had the referendum passed, they would have probably blamed these layoffs on the referendum passing. I think that's probably fair to say.
As one of the three major players on the North Slope, BP contributed nearly $4 million to fight the ballot referendum on Senate Bill 21. Wielichowski notes the layoff announcement comes just as fellow North Slope producer Exxon is projecting continued declines in oil production in Alaska.
We were promised a lot of things during the SB 21 debate, and one of the most powerful things was jobs. And here we are a couple weeks after the people of Alaska voted on this, thinking they were going to get a lot more jobs, thinking they were going to get a lot more production. And we've already had sworn testimony by Exxon that we're getting less production. And now we've got BP saying they're laying off hundreds of Alaskans and contractors.
Not everyone is surprised by the announcement, though. Senate Majority Leader John Coghill says that while he's disappointed jobs are being lost, the April sale of the Endicott and North Star fields to Hilcorp signaled a restructuring of BP's assets. He points out the sale was made before either company had certainty about the tax regime they would be working under.
The timing just wouldn't work for that, and I know some people are going to try to tie the timing to it, but the timing just wasn't there.
Coghill adds that as far as the tax debate is concerned, BP had already announced that it plans to add two more drill rigs to its Prudhoe Bay operations. The Alaska Native Regional For-Profit Corporation for Southeast Alaska has endorsed the Bill Walker-Byron Malott ticket for governor and lieutenant governor. In a prepared statement, Sea Alaska's Election Committee Chair Rosita Wuerl praised the two for putting aside political parties. She said a Walker-Malott administration will have a significant impact on issues such as Native policy, education, fiscal policy, and much more. Sea Alaska Board Chair Joan Nelson said the two candidates are aligned with Sea Alaska values and on issues important to Alaska Natives, citing cooperative management opportunities with tribes and cooperative agreements with Alaska Native institutions. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.